Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schuss Ramon and Rosh Yechli, Schuss Rav Yosef Ben Chanan Shai Ben Leia, and Nechagita Basruchayim Tzvi V'chol Anova Me'ilea, Perek Beis, Pasukid Beis, Korban Reishis Takribo Esam LaShem, El Mizbech Loyal L'Reach Nichoyach. A Korban Reishis, you should bring it to Hashem, but don't put it on the Mizbech as a good smell. Rashi explains that in the previous Pasuk, it tells us not to bring leaven and honey, or in dvash, on the Mizbeach, but the carbon ratius, Pasuk is contrasting the carbon ratius, the first carbon, i.e. the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads that we bring on Shavuos, come from leaven, so there is something that's leavened, as it says, Chametz Teafena, and Bikurim, and the first fruits come from dvash. What type of dvash? The dvash of dates and honeys. Dates and figs, te'enim and tamarim. So the pasuk is telling you that there are karbanos that are brought from seor and dvash. Just you don't put on the mizbeach. And what are they? The shtei alechem is seor, is leaven, and the te'enim and tamarim, the bikurim of dates and figs are dvash. But again, these are not brought on the mizbeach. L'chor, we have to understand. Asks Moiri v'Rabbi Agoin Agodol and Mufla v'Mufla Reb Dovid Tzitzel, basing on sharing his Torah. What's the what about Lachmei Toda? Lachmei Toda are also leaven. There are 40 breads, 10 of them are chametz, as we see later on in Sav 7:13. So why aren't they mentioned here as the exceptions to the rule of those that don't come as leaven? The Ramban already asks this question. There in Pasuk Yud Daled Vani Tomea, Kshotzi Akasu Balava Sor Korban Reishis Takvi V'Lam Lo Amar Gam Korban Toida. When the Pasuk is Motzi, there's a lav of Sor, that's you're allowed to bring the Reishis as Sor. What about Korban Toida? Korban Toida also has Sor. So why only the Shtei Alechem? B'zu Eina Sheila. That's not a question. It's not a question. Ki Akasu V'Amar Mizbech La'al Reich Nechoach. The Pasuk says that it shouldn't go on the Mizbeach as a good smell. The Lechem HaToydeh and Menel Mizbeach Klum. The Lechem HaToydeh doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Sheinu Elaton Tenufa. You just wave it. Just a wave offering. V'al Vishon B'Lechem HaPanim She'ovra Alav V'chimutzum B'nei Shalavon Shalav She'il Lechem La'azkar Al Hashem. And then you have the Lechem HaPanim. So until now we've been talking about the Shtei Lechem. Shavuos. The Lechem HaToydeh that you bring when you have you were saved from something. You want to thank God. The Arbat Tzrichim Lahodos, like we see in the Gemara. And then we have the Lechem HaPanim. V'al pi shamar b'lechem HaPanim she'ovra alav b'chimutzo. So there it doesn't go on the Mizbech. In other words, if the whole vort is that if it doesn't go on the Mizbech, it could be chametz, like you just said by the Korban Toda. So then what about the Lechem HaPanim? Lechem HaPanim can't be chametz, but it doesn't go on the Mizbech. And the answer is, b'nei shalavon shalav shil lechem la'azkar al Hashem. Because the frankincense that's on it does go on the Mizbech, and therefore can't become chametz. But lechem apanim Mizbech l'klum. But the lechem apanim, none of it goes on the Mizbech. And memela, it's allowed to be seor. Bula lehotzuch hakosev l'shiur hel bavur advash. The Ramban says in other teretz that the reason the pasuk is telling us the exceptions is for the sake of the devash. Not for the Seor. The Seor is not the Chiddush. The Dvash is the Chiddush. But call a Seor and Rav Mishneim Korban Reishis Tekribu Oysam. And it includes both of them, and it says Korban Reishis. Avo Seor and Furish Mokor Mitzvah Chlifar Oso. But Seor, you don't have to specify it. It doesn't have to go into detail by Seor. Only for Dvash. Why does it have to go into detail by Seor? Because it's mefurish b'makomo. Ki lo yasna kasem achel amosim aschus me'avodas ha'karbanos. It doesn't say by Shabbos the machel amosim is except for karbanos, or by erev tzeishes achicha chutz min hayevama. So here also, it doesn't have to mention the exception of the Seor, because it's explicit in the Pasuk. So it also says by the lachmei toida, it says alchalos lechem chometz. So therefore, it's explicit. So you don't the pasuk doesn't have to mention it. And the only reason it mentioned it here is agav that it says the rachis of dvash, the bikurim. So it also says the other rachis, the shtei alechem, which is the first of the karbanos of the flour. So therefore it mentions it derech agav. It's only derech agav. But you don't have to mention it because it's explicit in the pasuk that it's chametz. The reason it mentions it in the first place is because of the dvash. That's not explicit in the pasuk because you might think you only bring the other minim, the other shivim minim that don't have dvash. So kamash mlan, no, you can also bring those that do have dvash, i.e. the dates and the figs. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman. This is a very difficult Ramban. First of all, the Ramban opens up and he says it's not a question. Ramban says, well, what about Lachmei Toida? That's also chametz. Ramban says it's not a question. And the Ramban goes ahead to give an answer to the question. It's not a question. It's not a question. Why do you even answer? And the answer is very schwer. What's the answer? The answer is that it doesn't go on the Mizbech. The reason it doesn't mention Lachmei Toida is because it doesn't go on the Mizbech. And therefore, it doesn't have to exclude it and say that it can come Seor. It can come as 11. Yeah, you know what? Either does the Shtei Alechem. So what Bechlal is the Teretz? Ma'ishna Lachmei Toda, the Shtei Alechem also. And Taka, the Tur, Perish Tur Ala Torah, he writes in the Ramban, Ma'ashatir, it's the Fisha, Eno Milechem Toda, L'Rech Michoyach. Ain't no territory, Mishte Alechem Emelonsbech. Elechashiv Luhulerech Nichoich, Bishwil Akvasim Sheimam, Chem Toda Zevachima. So why then does this Pasuk say about the Shte Alechem? Pasuk says, Loyal Lurech, Elamizbech, Loyal Lurech Nichoich. Because it's saying that it comes with something that is a Rech Nichoich. As the Shte Alechem comes with the Keves. So it says, it is a Rech Nichoich, but this doesn't go up for a Rech Nichoich. Right, the kvasim go up in a rezerech nichoch, but the shtei alechem doesn't. And also the toida. Toida also has a carbon with it, a zevach with it. So that is a rech nichoch, and this isn't. So maishna, the carbon toida, the carbon toida that the lachmei toida does not mention from the heilige shtei alechem, which is mentioned. It's the same story about both of them. They don't go up to the mizbeach themselves, but the bar with the carbon does go up to the mizbeach. Is Maishna, what's the difference? But the Torah only mentions the rachis, the Shtei Alechem, and not the Lachmei Toda. In the Sefer Kli Chemda, Parshas Tzav, he discusses the Ramban. Ayin Shamu B'Sefer Pardis Yosef. So we're left with our difficulty in the Ramban. Try to understand if it's not a Shaila, then what are you answering it for? And Lamaisa, your answer doesn't seem to be an answer. We also have to understand what it says in the Sefer, the Pasuk. V'Mizbech Lo Yal L'Rech Nichoyach. And it doesn't go on the Mizbeach as a good smell. Sherei Heter shall carbon rachis besor b'dvash, eno mishum she'enu koyav l'mizbeach. Sherei Shtei Alechem kevan she'esh et haktores, haktores hakvosim choshev asor shebo kohutim mechlol l'akwa b'sam mizbeach, k'mavor b'sugye. In other words, in the end of the pasuk it says, and it's not going to go on the Mizbeach as a good smell. And this is difficult. Why? Because the Heter of carbon rachis besor b'dvash is not because it doesn't go onto the Mizbeach. Because the Shtei HaLechem has together with it the Haktaras HaKvasim. So the Seor, the leaven, the Shtei HaLechem, the bread, is considered Hutter Mechlalom LaKrobas HaMizbeach, like we see in the Sigin Menachas. That it is considered that it goes on the Mizbeach. In other words, it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. It's considered as part of something that goes on the Mizbeach, because the Kvasim go on the Mizbeach, and despite the fact that the Kvasim go on the Mizbeach, there's still a special heter of bringing Seor, of the breads being Seor. So it's not because it's not brought in the Mizbeach. It is brought in the Mizbeach. It's considered that it is brought in the Mizbeach. It's just considered, like we see in the Sugi and Menachas, and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, it's considered Hutter Mechlala. Despite the fact that it's brought in the Mizbeach, there's still a Heter. It's called brought in the Mizbeach because you bring the Kvasim on the Mizbeach. Just here, we have a Tosefes. We have an addition to the Lav that was said in Pasuk Yud Aleph. He calls Sor V'chol Dvash Lo Saktir Menu Isha LaShem. And that is that in this Pasuk, we have a ribui that it's usur, even al gabe akevish. You're not even allowed to bring it on the ramp. Not only are you not allowed to bring it on the onto the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to bring it on the ramp of the Mizbeach. So that's what you learn from this Pasuk. Not to bring Seor and Dvash even on the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's the Sugya and Menachas and Daf Nun Zayin on the base. And we also have a heter here. It says, Velzbech Lerech Nichoyach, but Le'etzim, you're allowed to bring it. You're allowed to bring it L'shem Eitzim, Sor and Vash. So L'choira, this should have been written after the Lav of Loisaktiru. As we have a Lav of Kichol Tzar V'chol Dvash, Loisaktiru Menu Yishel Hashem. So then it should have said, V'el Mizbech Lo Yal L'Rech Nichoyach, and that's going to be Marbe, even not Al Gabi HaKevesh, and that's going to be Matir, Laos L'Shem Eitzim. So what's it doing at the end of the Pasuk? After we have the Heter of Korban Reishis. It's in the wrong place. It should be after, instead of after the Heter of Korban Reishis, it should be immediately after the Isser of the Sor and the Dvash. Also, the Pashtus, when it says in the Pasuk, Karban Reishis Takrivu, what is this referring to? It's the Akavana Bezeh La'atir B'shtei Alechem U'Bebikurim. What is the Pasuk trying to do? It's trying to be Matir Shtei Alechem, and it's Matir Bikurim. But this has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Karban Reishis. It's just called a Karban Reishis to include within it these two Karbanos, and to be matir them in one pasuk. V'sibat ha'eter yashna bebikurim, mechamat hayotam bikurim. And the sibas ha'eter of the bikurim is why? It's because of the bikurim. It's not because it's racious. We have a special ha'eter of bikurim. And Shtei Alechem, we have a special heter of Shtei Alechem. So that's why they're permitted, not because they're carbon ratios. It just uses that Lashon, because it includes both. But the Sibas HaHeter is Bikurim, is because Bikurim is a special heter for, and Shtei Alechem is a special Shtei Alechem. Or because the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, the Ramban talks about this Alderach HaSod 23:17. And there are Richos and the Kli Yakar over there. 23:17 in Amor, here in the parasha. So that would seem to be the reality, but it's very difficult to say that, because it's more mashma from the pashtus of the pasuk that it's not just by chance that they're included in the same din. but rather the fact that they're the carbon reishis, that is why they are not included in the Isser of Sor and Dvash. And Mimela, once they're called the carbon, we have to look what are the carbon reishis is. So one carbon reishis is the Shtei Alechem, another one is the Bikurim. So that's why it's mutter. So we have to understand, how does that make a heter? How does the fact that it's a carbon reishis, how is that matir, the Sor and the Dvash? So says Ma'arenu Rabbeinu Zatzal, she'abiyur nera kach, the reason there's an Isser of Akrabah Sor and Dvash, the Ramban talks about in Parashas Emor, al pi asoid. Here also, the Ramban b'shem Rambam b'mor nevuchim b'chelek yimu, Perek Mem Vav, the Baal HaTurim, Kli Yakor and others explain that Seor represents the Yetzer Hara. Like we see in Bracha 17a, Ritzoneinu la'asus Ritzoincha l'shasor subisa ma'akif. God, we want to do your will, we have Sor Shabisa problems. And the Gabi Dvash, it says that's the Yetzer Hara, right? That's the Seor. The leaven is Yetzer Hara. Gabi Dvash, it says Nabal HaTurim, from the Yerushalmi and Shabbos 14.3, that the Yetzer Hara is sweet for a person like Dvash. So we have Seor as the Yetzer Hara, and we also have Dvash from the Yerushalmi, that it's Yetzer Hara is sweet like Dvash. So maybe that's what the Torah is answering. But Yishlama Yoter B'derech Zu Klape Yisr Dvash, based on what's known from the Gra, that there are two categories of Yetzer Hara. There's the internal Yetzer Hara, your Pnimius, and then there's the external Yetzer Hara, which is Pitui Olam Hazeh and Aderetz Eliyahu, Devarim 1:1, Evan Shleim in the fourth paragraph. So if so, we can say that the Sor is neged the internal Yetzer Hara. Sha'apoel Lishanot L'ra'at Adam, K'shem Shekenu B'Sor HaMachmitz Mibifnim Et Ha'isa. The Seor, from the inside the dough, makes it leaven. So too, the Yetzer Hara, inside the person, blows him up, gives him a Yetzer Hara. And the Dvash symbolizes the Mesikus, the sweetness, Kiviyachol, of Tanuge Olam Hazeh. That's the external Yetzer Hara. That's all the things that we see every minute in advertisements, wherever we go. Every storefront window is an advertisement. Every sign on the street's an advertisement. You see in the highway an advertisement. And every website, there are advertisements. And everywhere you go, there are advertisements. So that's the Mesikus of Olam Hazeh. They're trying to draw you in. And this Yetzer Hara has seven names. And even its creator called it evil. Kash Yetzer Shafil Yetzer Karara, Kedushin 30b. So Karbanos, which are Reich Nichoyach Lefonav, they can be made with what's Ra. Since the Yetzer Hara is called Ra even by its creator, again, Kedushin 30b, Sukkah 52a, so you can't have a carbon from what's Ra. V'lachay ne'asu asor v'advash ha'mugdorim k'ra v'akrav, so you can't have sur and dvash that are defined as evil, you can't have them as part of the hakrava. And this we see possibly in the Rambam, in the ninth Shoresh, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in Loisa Seitzadi Ches, Legabe Halav, that there is one lav and one malchus for both of them. One lav and one malchus, even if you do both. And that's a lav shebechlalus that it talks about in the Gemara and Menachos and 58b. See there, see in the Ramban, argues the Rambam, Barichus, B'divrei Rishayin, and B'sigib Menachos. Psachim 41b. As mevuar midvrei Rambam sham, sheshvat zeh laharbe lavim bechlalam lelav shekol hayotzei min hayayin dinozir, shelav echad hu bekulam, kiven shehem protim. Shevadai hakavana bezeh sheshem b'isur echad hu b'shteim hu meshutaf lahem. So you have one shem lav. Everything that comes out of wine is going to be usher. So there's one shem lav, and there are numerous details, numerous types of things that are going to be usher that relate to the wine. But it's one shem lav, and the pratim are just a hechetimsi for that iser, and therefore it's considered one lav. And yesh laharich b'zeh harbe, aval ein kana makom. As mevuar mizeh shehalav shel seor v'dvash eino mitzad ha seor shebedavar v'hadvash shebedavar Because what's Meshutif? Why should they have one shame Isser? But rather their Isser is because they are Ra. And that's what the Lav is. So they're two Hechetimsis for this Ra. And since they're two Hechetimsis for this Ra, the male, it's only one Malkus. It's only one Isser. It's only one Lav. Just two ways of doing it. ואולי אפשר לפרש בזה מה שכתב רשי. רשי במסכת מנחות בדף נ"ח, על מה שמבואר בגמרא, we see in the Gemara, that דבש is mutter בשיערי מנחה. In other words, the שיערי מנחה you're allowed to have with דבש, the leftovers of the mincha, but you're not allowed to be מחמיץ the leftover of the mincha. What's the difference? If the leftover, right, דבש and so are the same thing, right? Same pasuk. So why is the leftover of the mincha דבש is mutter? And hachmatz is aser. So the answer is, says Zokt Rashi, u'mechamat shekol matnot ki'una ne'echalot bigdula. All matnas kahuna are eaten with chashivus. And therefore, that's the chashivus. To eat it with dvash is the chashivus of the shiorei amincha. Rashi di b'maschil dvash huter b'shiorei menachos. Im rotz elol shel tagin shiorei mincha b'dvash muter. To call matis kol nechals b'gedula. So you can eat it like kings, and therefore you're allowed to eat it with dvash. In the Ksovim of the Briske Rov, he asked, why does Rashi have to go there? Rashi could say, Pashit. You know why? You know why you're allowed to eat you're allowed to eat the Shiari HaMincha with dvash? Because it was never asered. And it was never asked. You're only not allowed to eat the. You're only not allowed to be machmitz the actual mincha that you put on the mizbech, but the mincha that you're eating. There's only an iser of dvash the one you're putting on the mizbech, but if the, what you're eating it the shiarim and the leftovers, you're allowed to have dvash with it. So that's a better reason that it's mutter. It's mutter because it was never usser. Rashi says, no, no, no. It's mutter because l'masha l'gedula, because you eat it with chashivus. Why does Rashi have to say, because you eat it with chashivus? Why doesn't Rashi just say, you know why you're allowed to eat dvash? Because it was never usser. The seor was usser. Shiori mincha is usser. You're not allowed to be machmitz, the shiori mincha. As we learn from the Gemara above, and 55a, lo se'af v'chametz chelkom, that even their portion, the mincha's remnants, which are eaten by Kohanim, may not be leavened. So that's all talking about... leavening it, but not dvash. So that's the kasha, the Briske Rov on Rashi, and he blabs with the Tzarechim. אבל לפי דברינו בדעת הרמב״ם אפשר לומר שמה? שכיוון שיסוד האיסור של חימוץ המנחה בעשייתה ובשיעריה הוא באותו גדר של האיסור של הקרבת שעור ודבש, הרי כיוון שאיסור ההקרבה את שעור ודבש הם שני החיטימציס לאותו איסור, ולא שני איסורים שונים שישנם אחד מצד צהור ואחד מצד דבש, אחרי דגלילן קרא, דחד עניין הוא הדבש עם השעור ביסוד האיסור הזה הממלא גם הדבש שצריך להיות בכלל, אותו איסור של שיערי מנחות, אחרי דחד הוא עם החמץ בעניין זה, וכמבואר ממה שנאמר כן בתורה לגבי עליו דבר תקריבו. לכן כתב רשי שרק מאלפוסא דלמשחא הוא דעתו, נפלא מאוד. זאת אומרת, that We've been saying that, according to the Rambam, that it's really one Isser. The Vash and Sar are one Isser. So the moment the Torah is Megale, that you're now allowed to be Machmitz, the Shiarei HaMincha, so you're also now allowed to have Dvash with the Shiarei HaMincha. So that's what compelled Rashi to say that it's because of the Mashka Gedula. That's why you're allowed to have the Shiarei HaMincha with Dvash. The Briska Rav wanted to say, well, no, just say because it was never Asur. So the answer we're giving is it was Asur. You would think that it was Asur. Why was it Asur? Because it's in the same category as Soor. Just like you're now allowed to be Machmitz, you're also now allowed to add Dvash. So that's what you would think. So Kamash Malan, so you can't just say it was never Asur. You would think it was Asur. So you see from the fact that Lamashcha Gedula was never Asur. Okay, so we are Be'emtza HaDerech, Be'ezrat Hashem, and we will continue seeing Niflaos Mitarets Hashem, and hopefully we will resolve our issues, and it will be fantastic. So please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Glad now that we shall continue.